This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, August 21st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CDFA study on below-ground diversity, warehouses in crosshairs, and Padilla seeks federal heat standard. Hurricane remnants hit California. Hurricane Hillary made landfall yesterday morning in Mexico as a Category 2 storm. It downgraded to a tropical storm before swinging through Southern California and into Nevada. It was expected to drench desert and mountain regions as much as 7 inches of rain, prompting flash flood warnings. Governor Newsom traveled to San Diego to declare state of emergency for the region, deploying more than 7,500 emergency personnel to help communities. The Flood Operations Center is also pre-positioned flood fight materials in vulnerable areas, while Caltrans has installed pumps along flood-prone roads. The department is monitoring burn scars for potential mudslides in Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties. CDFA issues report on below-ground biodiversity. CDFA has released a report offering policy recommendations to enhance soil health and conserve biodiversity underground. The report is the work of an advisory committee led by scientists from UC Davis, Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, and the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. CDFA commissioned the report in response to Governor Newsom's executive order calling on agencies to conserve 30% of the land and coastal waters by 2030, known as the 30 by 30 order. California hosts more than 2,500 types of soil with a wealth of life that makes vital contributions to the global food supply, according to Kate Scow, Distinguished Professor Emeritus of Soil Science and Microbial Ecology at UC Davis. Improving below-ground biodiversity is essential to carbon neutrality and tracking climate change, she explained. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross, a longtime champion of healthy soil practices, said the report, quote, makes it clear that biodiversity is essential for soil health, climate resiliency, food production, and nutrition security. Recommendations? Well, the researchers urged CDFA to use the Soil Biodiversity Assessment to better inform the grants for its Healthy Soils program. The report also calls for financing more research to expand the data and knowledge on the underground world and to train cooperative extension specialists on soil biodiversity. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USTR heading to India for bilateral talks. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai will be arriving in New Delhi Saturday for bilateral talks with Indian trade officials as the government there continues its controversial ban on rice exports. The U.S. rice sector has been very critical of the Indian ban. It's designed to prevent food inflation in the country, and Chief Agriculture Trade Negotiator Doug McCaleb told AgriPulse that the USTR is, quote, closely monitoring and working with the Indian government on the issue. While the Indian ban on long-grain rice, excluding basmati and parboil, is expected to have a short-term effect on pushing up prices U.S. farmers can get on the international market. The USA Rice Federation says it expects India to eventually release the stored grain, cause prices to spiral downward. Thai started her latest Asian trip over the weekend after arriving in Indonesia for a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Economic Ministers. It started yesterday. From there, she heads to Jaipur, India, for the G20 Trade and Investment Ministers meeting on Thursday and Friday. Afterwards, she heads to New Delhi to meet with business leaders and hold bilateral meetings with government officials. With temperatures soaring, Senator seeks federal heat standard. In a visit to Kern County, California on Friday, Senator Alex Padilla called for federal legislation to protect indoor and outdoor workers from heat. That 10 days after a farm worker died in Fresno after working in extreme temperatures. Padilla and two other Democrats introduced a bill last month that would require the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to establish an enforceable standard. OSHA has been working nearly 2 years on the issue, but has yet to propose a rule. The agency is in the process of convening a panel to review the impacts of a standard on small businesses. Every day that we fail to act is another day that someone is risking their life in their effort to provide for their family, Padilla said in a visit to Delano, California. United Farm Workers said high temperatures caused the death of the 59-year-old man, but the Fresno County coroner said his death was due to cardiovascular disease caused by cholesterol buildup, CalMatters reported. U.S. Customs discovers rare pest at border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agriculture specialists inspecting cargo from Mexico recently discovered a rare pest never before encountered in the U.S. This species has not been recorded in the USDA Pest Identification Database, qualifying this discovery as a first across all ports in the nation, Customs said after submitting a sample of the leaf-eating insect, the Rhabdotalibra signata, to USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. The impressive find demonstrates CBP's efforts to prevent invasive species from entering the United States. Rose Hernandez, CBP director at the Otay Mesa, California port, said, quote, "It is truly a remarkable achievement discovering a first-of-its-kind pest in our nation. Our agriculture specialist role will continue to aid in safeguarding our environment and agriculture." Well, here's today's She Said It. This will empower local communities to take action at the local level. That Assembly Member Cecilia Aguiar Curry, hosting a rally to pass Assembly Constitutional Amendment 1 and to counter a Republican rally opposing her measure. Aguiar Curry said reforming Prop 13 on property taxes will allow local governments to raise taxes not just for housing, but to support drinking water and broadband infrastructure. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, August 21st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.